Hey, Circle. I'm talking to you. Yes, you. I need to take a leak. Listen, I've already had my meal and my digestion works faster than anyone else's here. So, unless you want me to whip it out in front of everyone and piss on the floor, I suggest you take me to the bathroom. I know you can hear me, asshole. I just saw number 34 getting to go, so I know everyone gets a turn. Listen, you good for nothing. If you're not planning on helping me out, call over one of your higher-ups. Finally, some... Easy there. Easy. I'm not starting any trouble. Just trying to get your attention. I just need to take a piss, that's all. Please, just take me to the bathroom. You wouldn't want me to give everyone in here a preview of the golden shower in my pants, right? Thank you. I guess you triangles are good for something other than shooting people in the head. This whole place is like a goddamn schoolyard. What the hell is your deal? Oh, giving me the silent treatment again, are you? I know you can talk. I've heard you. I'm up to here with your bullshit, and I am this close to either give you up to your Square and Circle friends out there, or dunking your head in the sink. Oh, what? After all that hand-holding, you're gonna just shoot me? Is that it? Some guardian angel you are. Unbelievable. First you whisper in my ear to remember to stay still no matter what happens before we get tossed out to play red light, green light. Then you scratch your mask indicating which shape I should choose during the game with the Dalgona candy. And then? Then you pass me a note in my bento telling me to choose the strongest players before tug of war. Whatever it is you're doing, I don't think you want me dead. In fact, I think you want me very much alive. Isn't that right? So get that fucking shotgun out of my face. Who are you? What? Not so cocky now without your red friends to back you up? Come on. Man to man. Show me your face. You? What are you doing here? Miss Kwan! Oh, this is just too fucking perfect. Oh, the last time I saw you, you were standing before me, my own intern, threatening to expose my investment firm for fraud and embezzlement. Just so you could climb higher on the corporate ladder. A nobody, jeopardizing everything I'd built from the ground up with my two bare hands. Yes. I distinctly remember firing you that day, and a couple of hours later, my entire world came crashing down. I always wondered what happened to you after that. Yeah, I came looking for you in that old run-down apartment of yours in Itaewon. But you were gone by then. Oh, you figured? That's why you left? You always had a smart mouth. It's good to see that not much has changed. Now, since we are in this little predicament together, why won't you start off by telling me what you're up to and how the hell you got to wear that triangle and I ended up in the tracksuit with a number on my chest? Because I'm a failed screw-up scammer! You're the reason I'm in this mess in the first place. If it weren't for you, I'd still have my company, my money, and my reputation. Lower my voice? I don't think so. What do you mean people can hear? Beats me, because nobody sure as hell listened when those thugs started slaughtering people in their beds. And nobody cared to answer those screams for mercy. Isn't that right, you motherfucker? What do you mean I could have stayed gone after the vote? You know that's fucking bullshit. Oh, that wasn't a choice, little girl. A choice is a person being able to choose between two different outcomes. In my case, mine were hell or purgatory. Both paths leading down the same road. and you could clearly see which one I picked. What are you talking about? There are bigger things in motion? Politics and strings being pulled behind the scenes? I don't care about any of that. All I care about right now is staying alive long enough to get my hands on that fucking piggy bank. And after that, that's what you're counting on? My determination to win? My. You always were the resourceful one. I forget how conniving and cutthroat you could be for a far cry from that trembling little intern in pencil skirts. I taught you well. Too well. So what now? You're going to keep helping me with the games? I just need to keep a low profile and look for your signal? Make sure to follow your lead and stay alive? Fine. But if you even think about screwing me over... I don't have to worry. I'm worth more alive to you than dead? Guess I have no choice but to trust you, Miss Kwan. After all, you've given me no reason to doubt your loyalties. In here, at least. Look at us. My, how the tables have turned. I guess I shouldn't be complaining. Not every player is as lucky to have someone like you in their corner. Oh, none of that. I'm not Mr. Perkin here, remember? I'm player number 67. How much more time do you think we have? Maybe 15 minutes before someone comes looking? In that case... What does it look like I'm doing? I'm giving you further incentive to stay on my side. I assure you, this is more cause for you to keep me alive than just my part in your wicked schemes. Yes. Well, why don't I show you? Oh, don't look so alarmed. I won't hurt you. Unless that's what gets you off. You always were a predicament, flinching whenever I got close. Always shivering when our fingers grazed over my desk. I was very fond of you, you know. But it wasn't until that day, when you tried to extort me, that I truly realized what you were. A strike of lightning trapped in a woman's body. And my first thought before firing you? Do you know what that was? I want to swallow her whole. Sure, I'm a greedy man. But money is not the only thing that gets my blood flowing. You want me to stay motivated? Why don't you hop up on the sink and make it easy for me? I've been cooperative all this time. Shouldn't I be rewarded for my hard work? There we go. My very own guardian angel. Or demon. I still haven't decided yet. Sunbei? How formal. Seems the pecking order hasn't turned all the way around just yet. No, I don't think it has. After all this time, still using honorifics? It's like you can't help yourself. But neither can I. That gasp. It's almost like you didn't know all along of all the things I've wanted to do to you. You think I want to destroy you after everything you've put me through? How naive. I know more ways than one to get a pretty thing like you to scream. Shrug out of that jumpsuit for me. There you go. Exquisite. Now, spread your thighs and let me have a taste. I want to see if you'll tremble or light up like a storm. That's it. Let your sunbae see all of you. I've noticed that this place has a thing for geometric shapes. Should we make a game of it? Should I try to write them on your pussy with my tongue and see how long you can last? How about we start off with a circle? Around and around and around that clit. Getting you nice and wet. What pretty noises you make, little one. Let me hear more. Now what about a square? Well, all those edges and turns. The ones that make you jerk. Just like how I like you. And lastly, my favorite of them all, the triangle. Sharp, wicked edges that bite down into those deadly points. You could cut yourself on them if you're not careful. Like a bite. Poor baby, you need to come. Really? You were always so quick to reach for that instant gratification, but not now. No. Now you have to be patient like I've been while I lick this pussy and suck on that swollen little clit. You don't get to come yet. Not until I've had my fill of you. Fuck. So responsive. Strung tighter than a ball. So desperate and right on the edge of release. And then it's gone. Oh, you know exactly what I'm up to. I'm breaking you apart, piece by piece. What is it? What is it, baby? No, I don't think he's had enough yet. Oh, you have? Poor thing. I guess I should go easy on you. But what would be the fun in that, huh? Do you feel the vibrations from my throat? Spreading all the way through your sensitive flesh? No? Don't try to get my head away. If you do that, I'll just grab you tighter and push your stomach down to that cold sink to keep you in place. Don't fucking move. I know you need to come, and you will. When I'm buried deep inside of you. Come here, hold on to me. Let me carry you to one of the bathroom stalls and sink you down onto my lap. You fit so nicely against me. Like we were made for each other. Like you were made for me. You've no idea how long I've waited. I'm so hard it hurts. Now lift yourself up and let me in. Oh, there you go. Let me in. Let me in, baby. Let your sunbae's thick cock slide inside of your body. Oh, fuck. So goddamn tight. I could feel you clenching. Like you were made to take me. Oh, fuck yes. Like you were made for me. Every muscle, every ridge on edge, contracting just for me. Ah, yes. This is just the motivation I need. Yeah, move your hips with me. Give me that little piece of heaven. Give me that sweet little pussy. Ah, yes. Make me feel alive again. Faster, faster. I know you can take it. I know you can. You were always so eager, so sensitive. Let me fuck you. Like it's the last thing we'll ever do. Just like that. Just like that, baby. Cry for me. I want to hear you sob with how good it feels. So desperate and swollen, you can barely keep your eyes open. Just like that. Let Sunbae punch his hips inside that eager little body. Make you nice and hot. Oh, fuck, you feel so good. I should have taken you years ago. Yeah, I should have. I know. I can feel you. Just let it happen. Come all over my cock, yes. Ah, that's a good girl. Drench me. Do it. Fucking good fucking girl. Now that was just what I needed. Hey, lift yourself up a little. You don't think you have the strength? Come on, just your knees, Miss Kwan. Here, your knees on my thighs. Let me help you up. There we go. Slide my cock out of your dripping folds. Lean back a little. Look at you. I always thought you were pretty, but seeing this beautiful pussy trembling, filled with my cum, just takes the cake. I want to watch how it leaks out of you, out of that quivering slit. So fucking gorgeous, filled and spent. Let me trace over you. And push my cum back inside with my fingers. Yeah. That's it, baby. That's it. Swallow that cum right back inside. There you go. Let it back into your little fertile hole. Stuffing you while you clench and tremble. I'm not letting you go. Not yet. Not just yet. I want to feel you a moment longer. There is one more thing. If you ever betray me again, it won't matter how deep you or your circle friends bury that bow-clad casket. Even in death, I'll find a way to crawl back through the earth and find you. Is that understood? Good girl. I guess our time's run out. Let's head back, shall we?